Okay, just a couple of minutes warning here. We're just waiting for Matthias and we'll get underway. So if you'd like to come and take a seat in the front, please do. And we'll be getting underway shortly. Thank you. Okay, welcome everybody to the second winners press conference of season three here in NEOM. We were sat here with a couple of familiar faces who were on the podium yesterday. They're back on the podium. And yesterday, obviously, we're talking about getting that elusive win, which has not yet happened for the team. So you finally got it. How does getting your first win feel, Elia?
Well, I think we are super happy. Finally, I think we did a great job, not only this weekend, these 2 years with Carlos also and all the team. I think he really deserved this win, and they deserve this win, and I'm super happy also with Matthias. He helped me so much, and finally we got good results this weekend.
Matthias, super strong weekend for your comeback. How does it feel to be sitting here on top of the podium?
Yeah, it's always great to races and be on the podium, but I think this one is a little different as it was a late call, and also thanks to Carlos' accident he had in Dakar that he can't drive. So I'm really happy that he called me and trust me that I can step in for him, and then to get to meet Laia and the team have been a lot of fun. Still need to practice my Spanish because the language in the team is 99% Spanish. So I haven't understood much. So a few times I speak English when it's something I need to know. But it's actually quite funny to work in a team where I'm the guy who don't get it. You know, I have my own team. I've been with German teams. You know, I always felt I get everything. I get no details, no jokes, no fun. But taking that in consideration, I had a pretty fun weekend once we were on track and celebrating. I understand vamos and all this. So I probably need to go home and take lessons.
So does that mean we're gonna see you back in Scotland, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Carlos will need more time to recover, and I'm pretty sure when he's fit, I will be sacked immediately.
So we saw Carlos on the podium with you. What did he have to say to you both?
For me, before the start of any heat, you know, when he comes with his and grab me, it feels so special. I mean, I had, how should I say, having him as a teammate, he had been really kind to me the 2 years at Dakar. And I think he feels that this little stupid Swedish guy needs some help. And he gives me so much confidence every time he comes, and I can really feel he wants me to do well, for sure for himself, but also for myself. And it's very much of Carlos' way of treating me, my dad used to treat me. And that's very special when you get those moments.
Eli, you've had an incredible journey from, you know, taking up kind of four-wheel racing for the first time under 3 years ago, to being here on the top of the podium. What's Carlos's kind of presence meant to you? How proud do you feel for yourself, but also for achieving that with and with Carlos there today?
Yeah, I'm really happy because, as I said, he's not only hard work from this weekend. I learned a lot with Carlos during these two years. I think we are growing together with the team, the guys, and they also did a great job. But having a Carlos as a teammate, it's been amazing. It's amazing. Also having Carlos here this weekend, helping the team and giving advices. And yeah, I'm really thankful. You can imagine how happy I was when he called me to race with him in the first time. So yeah, I'm really thankful for his trust, and I'm trying to, you know, to pay back with my 100% motivation and my wish to improve and to keep learning. And yeah.
And it must have been very difficult for him not being racing. But how involved was he in the actual strategy of, you know, the way you approach the race together today?
I can hear him telling him to the engineer in the command center. I think he was nervous and, of course, must be hard to not be racing for him because he's a racer. And but he was helping a lot and it was super cool to have him here and to feel his support. So yeah, it was so nice, I think, to win and yeah, give back this trust to Carlos that I think he was proud today.
Just gonna go to Zoom for a quick question. One question here is, how have you found the sandy surface of the track comparing to, I guess, yesterday and today, especially the depth of the tire traces? Was there much difference today across the terrain?
I think the nature in sand is that more cars drive, the deeper the rut get, but then when they sweep it, it gets soft. And then you just sweep the same rut again. And I think I have learned so much about driving in ruts and in sand over the past 2 years with Dakar, and also with my co-driver Emil have educated me how to drive in ruts, because it looks very easy, just go in there and hit the gas, but it requires a bit more if you want to master it. And I have to say that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I were not a master of it at all. But after doing so much dune driving and sand driving with Dakar and together with Emil and doing that education together, I feel that I became a much better sand driver than I used to be. And I'm not scared of ruts anymore. I actually enjoy them. It helps the car to turn.
And like, sand and ruts are not a stranger for you, but we saw a lot of cars on their side, on their backs. Yeah, how difficult was that? And are you now more of a rut expert as well?
Well, it's not easy. And also the track was so dusty if you don't start in front. So, of course, I was learning from Matthias' advices also. And it's not easy. It's easy, and also especially having races of five cars, it's really easy to, you know, to have contact and have a roll. So I'm happy that our car is in one piece. We didn't have many contacts, and I think we can be happy also for the guys in the team.
Any questions here at all, Dominic?
Yeah, your team's quite unique in that your team manager has lots of extreme heat experience. So how much of an advantage is that, effectively having a three-driver team, in a sense?
I mean, at times I felt during the weekend when you drive so little and looking on the data and, you know, finding the motivation for these long days to look for details and like dig and look on TV pictures and look on data. At one point, I must admit, I get a little lazy and I go for the most necessary one route, as Carlos, he can do the same thing five times and he never get bored. He can repeat, where I normally do things maybe twice, he do things five times. So
I think this is not true. He's like Carlos, but younger. So he can repeat maybe 10. I think it's even worse. So
I don't see it that way.
The competition over the weekend was very tight. Do you feel like this is the closest to the championship? It's going to be a very tightly fought battle the whole way this season?
Yeah, for sure. Look how difficult it was to get to the final today. For us, it was really close. Yesterday, we were super good in qualies and then in the final. So it will be really hard already to get to the final. But then you can see the good teams were out of the final. So it will be really close battles. And also, we race more with more cars, and it will be super difficult. Will be long season.
I think from my perspective, as I wasn't here last year, but I feel the girls in general have came closer. But my, you know, when you come in, you have a bit of a expectation on your enemies or whatever you want to call the colleagues. But I think my biggest surprise was actually Molly, because the last time I saw her race, she didn't look so good. And this weekend she did a very good performance, and I didn't see that one coming. So well done to Molly.
Okay, wow, that's I think a con and something else wrapped up there, but you know, what's that? What we call that, a shit sandwich, I think. Excellent. Well, look, we don't have long until the next race, but it's long enough. So, how do you take this momentum, sitting joint top of the championship, into Scotland?
Actually, I want to go and train more. It looks like the more I drive, the better I get. So I will go home and try and find something to drive before we go to Scotland.
And Laia, same thing. Will that be together?
I would like to do it also. I think it's important to have, you know, seat time. And yeah, last year when I had seat time and I go racing, I felt much more confident. And it's the way to improve. It's not, it has no secret. It's just have time and do kilometers and keep learning.
Any other questions from the room? Yeah, James.
So what could you drive?
I know I will go to north of Finland and do a week of snow and ice driving. And then I hope I can get a program that I can go and do a rally raid in, is it Sonora in Mexico? Yeah. So I would like to do those two adventures and then try the sofa, maybe one weekend.
It depends always on the budget. So for me, I would be on a seat every weekend, but it's not easy. And we will try to find a way to do some kilometers. I have a go-kart at home. And I will try to train as much as possible for the next round. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Congratulations again to our winners, round two of Extreme E. See you soon. Congratulations. Well done. Okay, we'd like our second place team, Veloce Racing. Okay, we're seeing some more familiar faces back on the podium here. First place yesterday, second place today, sitting evenly at the top of the championship after the opening race weekend. Can't get much better than that, can it? Molly?
It was a pretty good weekend for us. New season, so everyone's fresh coming in. But, you know, I think, just massive thanks to our whole team and Kevin. You know, we really worked hard every minute we could and you know, treated every race, you know, as if it's your last. And, it all came together. So that's building a lot of confidence. We've got a lot of learnings of what we did well, what we can improve on going into the next round.
Between you, I think your Extreme E trophy cabinet is getting pretty large now. I don't know if you've got one yet, but you probably should. How does it feel to be adding another trophy to that cabinet?
Yeah, Molly needs to move to Sweden if we're going to bring it together, because there's too many spiders in Australia, so no way. But it feels great. And with the double headers, it's very fun. Oh, now it's my mom on my phone, I believe. Oh, yes.
No, she can join if she wants.
Sorry.
Mark will call you right back, I promise.
Yes.
Won't be long.
So it's been great to kick off like this and to catch two podiums to start the year off. It was the three teams again that was up there. So we can expect all the others to work hard, that wasn't on the podium this weekend and try to catch up. So we'll need to continue to improve, but it's a nice way to start the year.
I think Matthias gave you a compliment just there. I wasn't 100% sure, but yeah,
sure, he really could never do without, you know, throwing a dig in there as well.
But he did say that he was surprised by your speed, your performance. How does that feel? Were you surprised, or, you know, you have that knowledge that you could do this all along?
He likes to stir the pot. We know that. So, coming back in, I've been out of the car for a little while as well. So, you'd like to have confidence and belief in yourself and know what you can do, but then, you know, you've actually got to get out there and execute it. So, it was just such a fantastic environment to work with the team, and I felt so supported, and like they had, you know, that belief in me as well. So I think, that meant a lot. And then, to be able to go and realize that feeling again was personally a very rewarding weekend from that point of view.
And we have a question from Zoom that is for all of you, but how different was the course, did you find, over the 2 days? Was there much difference? How challenging was it to navigate? We've heard about the ruts. How was the experience out there? We saw a lot of teams have different fortunes to yourselves.
Yeah, I think you can see just by my brother how much bad luck he was caught in with all the bumps and ruts, and with Katie as well. And I mean, the track did change a lot, and the ruts got just worse and worse every time. So it was lucky that I graded it through the week. But also, you know, they shaved some of the bad things off and adjusted some, you know, dangerous points. And that, I think, just is a good thing, because to have these very tricky, dangerous points in high speed and stuff is not really what we need. It caused more damage than good. So I think the track maintenance has been on the right side. I think we can do a bit better with the dust. It's still a limiting factor. So I think that's the main point that the championship need to work on moving forward, because every time we've had less dust, it's the racing is even better. So and from a driving point of view, it's much safer and much more fun. So for sure, it was a big challenge, and the rust was almost, you know, the same height as the car for in some corners in the final. So it was a challenge, but we managed to pull through.
Obviously, this is the first kind of double-header weekend of this format that we've experienced. How different is the experience as a driver point of view? Is there a difference in the way you approach it? And do you, I'm guessing, because you're on the podium twice, you like this approach. But yeah, how was it from the driver experience?
Yeah, it's good fun. It's intense, and the more racing, is more fun, I think, for sure. There's a lot. Every race there's a different element or different, you know, strategy that you might need to do. So there's a lot more rather than just going out and going as fast as you can. So I think, you know, the key is to have the ability to do that. And then the races then throw in all the other elements of, you know, the race tactics and things like that. So to bring those two together, I think it makes it really exciting. The days are a lot busier, which is good for us. So yeah, we're really happy with it.
James.
Yeah, look, you know, we know he's a pretty junior driver and he's got a lot of development to do, but you know, I can see some glimpses of promise there.
Good answer.
No, I mean, I think we've seen how close everyone is, and then, you know, it's that plus everything that happens out on the track. So, you know, so many tiny little moments could have happened differently and we would have seen a different final both days as well. So, I think the teams on the podium were fast teams, but there was also really fast teams that weren't on the podium as well. So, I think that having all of the qualifying and races all as five car races certainly mixes things up more. I don't think you'll see, like, you know, apart from us as dominant. But yeah, it's really, you know, it's not just the teams on the podium that were really fast this weekend.
You did a lot of preparation together ahead of this race. What is the plan between over the next 2 months? Will you be going back to Australia, Molly, or will there be some time together for testing ahead of Scotland?
I'm heading back home. We've got to make a plan for that. Like all the other drivers are saying, it's about time in the car, and that's not easy to put together. I think everyone's going to be trying to do what they can and come as prepared as possible to Scotland.
And is there any plan for, you know, daily, weekly meetings on Zoom? How do you connect when you're in Australia, Sweden?
Yeah, Molly's so far away from ice driving, so she needs to come to Sweden once again and join. No, I mean, we didn't speak much since the last race, but almost, you know, it's like we don't need to, because we know where we have one another, and it's just such a great partnership, and she's amazing in every way, and we're really working, you know, together like that, and just confidence between us both and a lot of trust. So going into just before the next race, I mean, we will for sure find something to do that will improve, and you will hopefully have some more race, and I will have some testing, and, you know, it will be some things going up. So hopefully we can get some also shared time in the car.
Matthias was talking about learning a little bit of Spanish. I mean, Molly, you've consistently had a Swedish driving partner. How's your Swedish coming along? And also, how's your Australian coming along? Kevin, can you
create one Swedish word for this weekend?
I mean, Luke speaks Swedish and he brings up this whole funny thing, so I think Molly learns more Swedish from Luke than from me, to be fair.
But it's, yeah, we have French speaking, Swedish, English, so it's kind of this, you know, this mix, and you can, yeah, it seems to work, but for sure, I think having it probably, yeah, a bit more French might be help. I don't know how to say let's go and eat.
On avant manger, no?
Not French, right? Not Swedish.
I'm trying to.
I hope so. That's what you say every time it's food time.
Manger.
Any Australian that you've picked up?
Oh, I try to speak my best English. I think that's the most I can do. That maybe, yeah, Molly will have to teach me some slangs.
Oh, actually, no, there is one. We were walking the course for the test track earlier in the week, and there was a bump, and I was saying, you know, you want to go one wheel either side, and Kevin said, you know, well, what's the word for that? I'm like, oh, you straddle. We need to straddle this, and he's like, okay, so can you say you strat it? So I'm like, we can now. So then that was the description.
So you strutted.
Strutted. The bump. Yeah, it's too difficult English to say straddle. It falls
Swedish,
my tongue.
Swedish, English, Australian.
That's a good guess.
I like it. Your own language is perfectly fine. I've got one question here, which is actually an important one from Sophie Claire. It's a question for all the drivers. Having celebrated International Women's Day this week, what does it mean to be racing in a sport where women are so well represented, from the drivers to the trackside teams through to the team principals, Extreme team? How does it compare to your other experiences in other racing series, especially for the female drivers? So Molly first.
Yeah, I mean, I think the great thing about racing is the stopwatch doesn't lie. So you know pretty quickly if you're doing a good job or not. But I think the big difference with Extreme E is having this format has really forced teams and sponsors to invest in female development specifically. And I think, you know, as Matthias was touching on, you can see the fruits of that labor. So it hasn't been in vain. And I think that was always going to be the real testament to whether this format was going to be a success. So that's what's fantastic to see. And then I think seeing that and seeing what's possible, I think now it's hopefully going to give, you know, more confidence in other series as well, that people know if they invest, in the right talent, whether they're male or female, you know, everyone can do the job.
And Kevin?
Yeah, just like Molly said, I mean, it's creating an opportunity that has never been existing before. And I think, you know, to have a series where you work, you know, fully together and not only having, you know, another car for the female, it's really, you know, your results are based on both of you. It's really a fantastic way to race, and it's super fun. So this is the championship that have revolutionized, I think, female motorsport. So that is a great thing to be part of.
Any other questions here? Okay, well, we'll let our joint championship leaders go and have some celebrations. And thank you very much. Big congratulations. And look forward to seeing you out again in Scotland. Well done. Thank you. Okay, we've got, again, some consistent faces here on the podium. I think it's actually the same three teams in a different iteration. But we've got you back in third place. Second podium, though, of the championship. How does it feel to be, on a double winning streak? Double podium streak.
Of course, today, nice to get, getting double podium on a weekend like this. And for me personally, it's been a tough weekend. I found it hard to pick up pace and be there, but I've really been struggling and really been, you know, fighting to improve and get better and better. And I think from there on, we are happy with P3 today. Was of course a shame yesterday, but it is what it is. In the end, it's going to be a long championship. It's going to be so important to collect points, and there are so many great teams out there. So I think, you know, just trying to be there in the final every time, collecting those points is what's going to get you the championship in the end.
And Johan, was it a case of tougher competition? I know earlier today you mentioned a couple of mistakes. Is there a lot of learnings? What happened for you this weekend?
Yeah, I think we've seen a lot of mistakes this weekend from many drivers, and I think that's also because of that the track was very challenging, and it was rewarding if you did take some risks. And I think in the final today, maybe I was a little bit too cautious, and that made the opportunity for Kevin to pass. But all in all, I think the weekend wasn't too bad. It always feels a little bit like you left something on the table, like especially yesterday and maybe today with that overtaking from Kevin. But in the end, you know, it's with the new format and tricky start conditions from both Q1s, Saturday and Sunday, to score important points. And there is a lot of very, very good and talented drivers which didn't reach the final today and yesterday. So I'm pretty sure that
it won't be every week and only these three teams on the podium. So when there will be swapped teams on the podium, it's all about trying to still be the one that's are there.
And Michaela, I think you said yesterday that this was the most extreme, most challenging course that you've experienced in the championship so far. Did it feel different today? Was there any change in that scenario for you today?
No, I would say it was the same. Track was changing and developing a lot. And I mean, of course, they were grading the track and so on, but it did change a lot during those laps that we were driving. And like I said, these conditions were tricky for me, but tried my best. The team really supported me. And from that point on, yeah, we're happy to bring home these points.
Any questions here from the front?
Now that the championship is twice as long, does that mean when you have difficult moments with difficult days, does that make them easier to sort of deal with when you think, oh, we've got more time to redeem that? Does it change your thinking at all?
No, I mean, in the end, you of course, it's lovely when you just have easygoing days and great days and you take wins or whatever. But in the end, I mean, you have to think in the long run. There are more races this time, this year, this season. So I think that's why we are, you know, at least from my side, at least still happy to have a P3. Like I said, devastating with the penalty and the misunderstanding yesterday. But, you know, you always want to do your best and you always want to get the best out of yourself. So it's not that you are, you know, on the lazy side and don't want to improve. You always want to improve yourself.
We had a question, I don't know if you heard it before, about it being International Women's Day this week and about Extreme E obviously being the series that puts gender front and foremost out of any series in motorsport. How do you feel that format fitting you, Michaela? And I'll ask Johan as well about the development he sees across the talent, but Michaela first.
No, I mean, I heard what Molly said before, and she was really spot on with that. It really gave us a great opportunity to be at the top level of motorsport, race with top teams, with top teammates, and, you know, team and sponsors really focusing on getting both drivers as quick as possible. So for me to be on this level, and I mean, I never thought I would be racing off-road like this a couple of years ago, and definitely not at the level that I'm doing now. But I'm very happy to be here, and I definitely feel that this has given me a chance to grow so much as a driver, and also encouraging other young ladies and girls to get into the sport. Not only, you know, as drivers, there are so many spots for engineers, mechanics, media, and I think it is really widening the sport, motorsport.
Yeah, I can only agree. And I mean, like working with Michaela this weekend, which was a tough weekend for us, you know, in terms of, I think that me and Michaela doesn't really have so much experience from the desert driving. So I was, you know, pleased that we had the pace we had in the end. And I was also pleased about, you know, the pace that I was able to show, and then also working then together with Michaela and get her up to a very good level, and being able to defend from Nasser in the final today just shows, you know, the hard work pays off. And no matter if it's a female or a male driver, you know, when it's out there, it's, you just have to fight all the competitors that you're racing against. So it was quite cool today to see that Nasser and Clara also mixed up the strategy a bit compared to all the other teams. So otherwise I just agree what everyone else said, that we have seen massive improvements from female drivers, and I think that is also because of that it's more or less the first opportunity that they also get, many of them, to work together with such professional teams that are here, and together with some of the best drivers in the world. To, you know, when you want to develop, you have to put yourself among the best in the world to reach the same level, and in the end, hopefully, you know, over them as well.
We've got 2 months until Scotland. Does it help that you're both Swedish? I don't know if you're both going back to Sweden, but are there plans to get together and work on those challenges that you said you faced in this season, this opening weekend?
No, I think we will go back home and rest until Scotland. Sounds good.
I hope you get some rest, but I doubt that's the true case. Okay, if there's no more questions in the room, we'll let our third team rest and go and start on that recuperation for Scotland.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.